As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local. Blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Oh, yes, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a show me showdown. We got breakfast on the table all across America, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's a revolution in the air. Be a part of it. Welcome to our Friday, July the 10th, 2009, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. Coming to you Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts, and I've got good news, hard facts, and workable solutions for you today. If you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, then you're definitely in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is not the time for silence, folks. Silence is implied consent. Anyway, this is, again, the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Interactive talk radio is the name of the game, and to be a part of today's broadcast, you can pick up the phone, call now. For those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area, call 512-904-8014 to join me live on air and from around America and around the world. You may call in toll-free at 866-841-1065, and your calls are welcome. For those without internet access, listening via any of our affiliate stations and micro-broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Send your letters to me at William Roberts, Post Office Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Again, that's Post Office Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. A big shout-out to Liberty Radio in Owensville, Missouri, Micro 1650 AM Buffalo, and 94.3 Elgin, Texas. Thank you, gentlemen, for broadcasting Become Vocal Local to your local audiences. Again, our listener call-in number is and remains 866-841-1065, and your calls are welcome. The G8 summit in L'Aquila, Italy, offers really no hope for change as the markets continue to slump. We'll talk about that. The H.R. 2454, American Clean Energy and Security Act, it's still in the news. It's certainly on my radar screen. We'll talk about that some more, too. Of course, we'll take your calls and much, much more. Let's go to those market reports for Friday, July the 10th, 2009. Active trading in New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Gold was whacked again, down $1.60, trading at $910.70. Silver lost 25 cents in morning trading, down at $12.57. Platinum lost $16, trading just above $1,000 at $1,090. Palladium lost $2. Well, you get the idea, right? Lost $2, trading at $232 right now for a troy ounce of palladium. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market, $905.90, scratching on the door of 900 here, $905.90 for a low, $916.20 for a high. At $910.70, we're seeing a $36.80 loss, if you will. We're down $36.80 year on year on your gold bullion purchases. That's a 3.89% loss, or loss on your investment. We'd like to say ROC, or return on your investment, but that's not the case. We're down today. The London gold fix was set at $910 this morning by the gold boys over in London, and it's no wonder that we're trading at $910.70, you see. Siamese twins there between the London gold fix and what happens in the market. Might as well just all skip this stuff and make a phone call once a morning, every morning to London, and find out what gold is trading for, because they're really running the market. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed up 4.76 points, oh too little, oh too very small, 4.76 points yesterday, trading at 81.83, quite low. The NASDAQ was up 5.38 points at 17.53. We'll pick the rest of the equities up on the other side. Stay with me.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Hey folks, I've got a question for you. Do you force yourself out of bed each morning and drag throughout the day? Do you grab for that sugar pick-me-up only to later crash and feel even more tired? Well, I've got the solution for you. Put a zip in your day and zap your appetite. Reclaim your get-up-and-go with Zip and Zap. Let me tell you what you'll notice in immediate benefits. It ramps up your workouts. Well, if you work out. Turns off your hunger, elevates your mood, helps you to resist fattening foods, and gives you a smooth flow of energy with no crash. The testimonials? Colin in Illinois lost 30 pounds in 8 weeks, didn't work out. Susie in Missouri, 10 pounds in 20 days, she didn't work out. Anna in California did work out and went from a size 14 to a size 4 in 90 days. If you want results like this, working out or not, order Zip and Zap now and also ask about Lametco International's first line of defense products. Tell them Michael Herzog sent you. Call 1-800-933-2565. That's 1-800-933-2565.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail. It is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products, including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making their purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Friday, July the 10th. Thank goodness it is Friday, July the 10th, 2009, two-hour broadcast to Become Vocal Local as we get warmed up here in the first hour. We come to you Monday through Friday on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com, the official homepage of the Oracle Broadcasting Network. And for those of you that may have wondered why I've stopped plugging my website, www.vocallocal.org. It's because little baby website has gone off to the Bahamas. It's going to get a facelift and it's being pumped up as we speak. It'll come back again on the webs here relatively soon with an entirely new look and a chat room and other things to make our listening experience more interactive and fun. In the meantime, you can still send your letters to me through host@oraclebroadcasting.com. You can find that on the web page. You can go to Become Vocal Local archive pages and click right there. And if you'd like to send me an email that way, that's fine and dandy. We'll get you all squared away in that regard in the interactive cyber world real soon. Anyway, let's go back and finish up these market reports for Friday, July the 10th, 2009. Again, this is active trading of New York City an hour ago, 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. We see that gold is trading off $1.60. Just $910.70 an ounce. Well, some people say, well, when it's down, buy, you know, back up the truck, fill them up. Well, that's your call, not mine. $25 or 25 cent decline in the price of silver this morning, $12.57. That's another opportunity right there. You know, anytime the prices go down, if you've been thinking about it or if you've been investing in gold and silver, well, here's an opportunity. Platinum. Off $16, trading at $1,090. Palladium, off $2, trading at 232. Platinum and palladium, you know, they just keep going down here. Anyway, let's go on with it. The Dow Jones again closed yesterday at 8,183, which was about 5-point gain on the day. Yesterday, the NASDAQ closed at 1,753 for about a 5-point gain there as well. The S&P was up 3 points at 883. The crude oil lost $1.37, trading below $60 a barrel. Where's all that $90 oil that the pundits were talking about a couple of months ago? Thank goodness it's not coming, but we can certainly see that oil prices are going down, trading just above $59 at $59.04. The U.S. dollar index moved up 41 basis points yesterday, trading at 80.39, and that's caused a real flurry of excitement in the foreign exchange rates. We see the Canadian dollar down 0.19% today, still trading at 86 cents U.S. However, the Mexican peso lost almost an entire percentage point, yet it still hangs in there just by the miracle of mathematics at 7 cents a peso, so you can fill up your pockets with pesos at 7 cents each U.S. The euro up a little bit. Actually, it's down too. It's almost lost a point. It's 0.72% down today. $1.39 will buy you euros. British pounds down a long ways, really, for the pound, 0.85% decline. Still hanging in there at $1.62. However, remember, we're dealing with many points after the decimal here in these foreign exchange rates. The multiplier for the British pound, for instance, is 0.6172 against the U.S. dollar. It comes out to $1.62 U.S. The Swiss franc trades at 92 cents today. In the bond market, the two-year bonds are trading at 0.90%, less than 1% for a two-year bond. You know, you're going to lose more money than that, just even if you were just to comb your hair and smile. You'll lose more than that because of the inflation and things like that. But anyway, somebody is crazy enough to buy two-year bonds at 0.90%, and maybe I'll meet them. I've got a few things I'd like to sell, too. The 10-year bonds are at 3.32%. Once again, if you want to have a losing concern, that would be a way to go, get involved in these bond markets. The 30-year bonds are at 4.24%. So we can see that the spread there is reasonable. The yields are low. Conversely, that plays into your favor if you're looking to refi your house or buy a house. The 15-year mortgages are down 1 month from last month. Last month they were 5.07%. This month right now they're at 4.84%. But of course when you go to the bank to get your mortgage, you're going to have to pay points and other things on top of that. But 4.84 is where the 15-year mortgage stands today. The 30-year mortgage is at 5.29%. That's down from 5.56 last month. So that's your mortgage markets, your stock markets, your gold and your silver, and the market report for today. Here's an article off Bloomberg. We're going to keep finding more and more of this stuff, and we're going to find more of this stuff as time goes on here. We've got the Senate warming up in the bullpen to consider this H.R. 2454, the Clean Energy and Security Act of 2009. And in whatever version that they consider it, if it's passed, we have just crossed a threshold into an all-new America and an all-new world. So we hope that that's not going to happen, and I certainly hope that you've taken the time to make those two very important phone calls to your senators and let them know that in no uncertain terms are you interested in seeing this pass. Now, we know and understand that, you know, it doesn't always translate into a voting record, but nevertheless, for those who do nothing, nothing is likely to be your result, you know. Nothing ventured, nothing gained. You might as well just get on the telephone. It's so cheap, so easy, so free to do it. And if this thing passes, of course, you're going to be paying through the nose as this bill is implemented on us and at us with rather quick timetables, by the way. It's not something that's going to rotate out in 10 or 15 years, as I originally thought. They really are intending on moving forward strongly on this. But this off Bloomberg. The cool planet goal shared by large polluters, and this is insurers. I won't even try this guy's name. He ought to really go to the nearest courthouse and get his last name changed, adopt an alias, become something like a Smith or Summers or something. Anyway, old Jim wrote this in the Bloomberg for July the 10th. Insurers in the U.S., Germany, and Switzerland say a pledge announced yesterday at a meeting of the world's biggest polluters to limit global temperature is essential to controlling the cost of protecting property. Interesting group of things there. You've got the insurers involved. You've got U.S., Germany, and Switzerland, three of the primary insurers. They say a pledge. What is that pledge? We're going to talk about all this today. Announced yesterday, where would that be? At a meeting of the world's biggest polluters, where would that be? Well, we'll talk about that, La Guila. To limit global temperatures, again, we're going to limit global temperatures, is essential to doing what? Controlling the cost of protecting property. In other words, insurance business, big business. Climate change has nothing to do with climate change. It has everything to do with financial markets and jobs and other things. Munich RE, the biggest reinsurer, and Zurich Financial Services AG back the target set by the European Union, the U.S., and 15 more nations, and 15 more nations to hold the planet to within 2 degrees Celsius, 3.6 degrees Fahrenheit, of pre-industrial times. You know, as I mentioned the other day, we haven't kept climate records like this, you know, except for after like about the 1950s. So how do we know what the temperature was like in the 1800s? We'll be right back.
Now on DVD, my newest documentary film, The Secret Right, Volume 1. I'm Josh Reeves, and for the almost 2 years, I have researched the secretive right-wing group known as the Council for National Policy. This film explores for the first time the hidden hand that controls the religious and military aims of the American right wing, with such topics as Iran-Contra, the John Birch Society, eugenics, the Vatican controllers, Christian Zionists, the Bohemian Grove, the Patriot Movement, and more. More powerful than the Council on Foreign Relations, more secretive than the Bilderberg Group, The Secret Right Volume 1 goes where no other film has dared to go. Get your copy today at secretrightmovie.com. That's www.secretrightmovie.com. And find out what you haven't been told about the New World Order.
You invest. You buy insurance. You wear your seatbelt. You do things to ensure your family's future and protection. But why? Just in case? With the current state of affairs, ask yourself, am I ready? Preparation starts at SurvivalGearSource.com. SurvivalGearSource.com has a huge selection of vital products, emergency survival kits, gas masks, MREs, products for pet care, your car, home, office, and school. Protect against pandemics, all natural disasters, and terror attacks that can happen at any time. If you're not prepared, the last place you want to be is standing in a FEMA line. Invest in your future now. Visit SurvivalGearSource.com or call 877-231-1925. That's 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. That's SurvivalGearSource.com. 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. Prepare for tomorrow now, and for a free gift on your first order, enter coupon code ORACLE at checkout. Don't forget, preparation starts at SurvivalGearSource.com.
Hey folks, it's Tony Pax from the Animal Farm Radio Show, and I want to tell you about the company Totally Wicked. Totally Wicked is the leading online worldwide supplier of electronic cigarettes. An electronic cigarette, or e-cigarette, is an alternative to smoked tobacco products such as cigarettes, cigars, or pipes. It is a battery-powered device that provides inhaled doses of nicotine by delivering a vaporized liquid nicotine solution. In addition to nicotine delivery, this vapor also provides a flavor and physical sensation similar to that of inhaled tobacco smoke, even though no tobacco smoke or combustion is actually involved in its operation. Totally Wicked's products not only help a person to regulate their nicotine intake and creates a vapor resembling smoke, but it also looks like a cigarette, thereby helping the user with the psychological and physical habit of holding a regular cigarette. To find out more about the great products that Totally Wicked has to offer, please visit totallywicked-e totallywicked.com or email them at info@totallywicked-eliquid.com.
And we've returned once again right here on Become Vocal Local, going into this article, Cool Planet's Goals Shared by the Large Polluters in Regards to the Insurers, off of Bloomberg. We find here that these guys are talking about, I'll just reiterate, Munich Re, the biggest reinsurer, and Zurich Financial Services AG back the targets set by the European Union, the U.S., and 15 more nations to hold the planet to within 2 degrees Celsius, 3.6 degrees Fahrenheit of pre-industrial times. Now, for our listeners that have been with us here from the beginning, you realize that on Become Vocal Local, we went through a history of the world, civilizations of the world. We spent many days on that. Went all through the beginning of the roll-up into the Industrial Revolution. You realize that we're talking about all the way back to the founding of this nation, 1776 and earlier. As the Industrial Revolution was cranking up. But this is this pre-industrial times that we'd have to go back into the 1600s, visit the Commercial Revolution. What do we need to do? Go back into the feudal times to try and pick up some temperature report, the weatherman of those days. It's very difficult to do. How long have we had accurate thermometers anyway, and how long have they been displaced or placed around the world? Anyway, long story in short, these guys are just pulling it from the air. The 17-member group, who is this 17-member group? The 17-member group acting on scientific forecasts that excessive warming may spark more severe weather and set the goal as the centerpiece of their declaration in L'Aquila, Italy, after meetings led by Barry the Usurper. The 2-degree cap, that's your cap and trade, the 2-degree cap, capping it at 2 degrees Celsius, the 2-degree cap supported by the EU since 1996, just 4 years after the creation of Agenda 21, has gained acceptance from insurers, one of the first corporate converts. And we'll find out a lot more about these corporate converts and why they're interested in this proposal. The worrisome factors, quote, is that we do not know exactly what will happen, for instance, in a, quote, 3-degree world. What will happen in a 3-degree world? I don't know. Maybe we should all just bow our heads and worship doubt, fear, and worry for a moment. Get our DFWs out of the way for the day, said Eberhard Faust, the head of climate risk at Munich Re. Science, here's a quote, science hints at strong adverse effects beyond this cap, close quote. Climate change already has helped push insurance rates higher in flood and hurricane-prone areas such as Florida, said Patrick Leitke, Secretary General of the Geneva Association, a Swiss group of international insurance company chief executive officers. If left unchecked, global warming may make the cost of some insurance unbearable, he said in an interview. If left unchecked, global warming may make the cost of some insurance unbearable. Sound like a whipping stick to you? Sounds like one to me. Here it is, another quote. If the world continues on the current path, it would see an explosion of the current risk, Leitke said. Margin disappearing. The Earth has already warmed about 0.8 degrees and will likely rise a further 0.6 degrees from pollution already in the atmosphere, said Brenda Eckwurzel, a climate scientist with Cambridge, Massachusetts-based Union of Concerned Sciences. Everyone fire up your browser. Type that one into your Scroogle Google web ferret or dog pile and find out all about the Union of Concerned Scientists wringing their handkerchiefs and ringing the bell of fear and doubt and worry over climate change. We have 0.6 degrees left to go, Eckwurzel said in an interview. quote, we really have to act as soon as possible in order to avoid crossing that 2 degrees above Celsius threshold, she said. She seems to be rather concerned. Are you? Higher average temperatures could trigger severe droughts, heat waves, and tropical storms that push the cost of coverage beyond the reach of homeowners and businesses, said David Snyder, vice president of the Washington-based American Insurance Association. Snyder, whose group represents 350 U.S. insurers with about $123 billion in annual policy sales, said his members can make profits with high losses or low losses by adjusting premiums. The problem they foresee is, quote, when losses get so high that they're basically uninsurable, or when people can't afford to buy coverage. In other words, the insurance companies can make money in any environment, only you lose. 2 degree pledge. The temperature pledge by the 17-member group of nations, billed as the Major Economies Forum, is significant because they discharge about 80% of the world's greenhouse gases, including carbon dioxide, that are blamed for climate change. Perhaps we should get some duct tape and some wooden plugs, and these leaders wouldn't put out so much carbon dioxide and methane gas. Several targets for emission reductions were dropped from a draft agreement by the national leaders. Notice that. Key phrase there. Several targets for emission reductions were dropped from a draft agreement by the national leaders, leaving the temperature goal as the main achievement. Leaders debated the climate change solutions 5 months before a December deadline the United Nations has set to reach agreement on a new treaty to curb man-made pollution from burning fossil fuels and deforestation. The group of eight nations, meeting alongside the Major Economies Forum in Italy, agreed for the first time yesterday. Of course, we're talking about the G8 meeting here, the summit in L'Aquila, Italy. Agreed for the first time yesterday to cut their greenhouse gas emissions 80% by 2050. Cutting their greenhouse gas emissions by 80% by 2050. And repeated a call for developing countries to accept a global reduction target of 50% by mid-century. The most polluting developing nations, such as China and India, balked at a language in a draft declaration that called for global climate or a global goal to cut emissions 50% by 2050, people familiar with the talks said. That would probably be the waiters in the lunchrooms. Industrialized nations blamed. China and India have long been blamed and have long blamed industrialized nations for the bulk of heat-trapping gases such as CO2 and methane that most scientists say, big question mark there, my friend, are contributing to climate change. Poorer nations have called on the U.S., Japan, and Europe to reduce their pollution by 40% by 2020 and provide more financing to help the developing nations reduce their emissions. There you go. Whip Whitey. That's the ticket. Possible insured losses under realistic disaster scenarios. That's in quotes, by the way. Realistic disaster scenarios from natural causes, which Lloyd's of London uses to calculate capital requirements and risk appetite, jumped from $70 billion to $100 billion between 2005 and 2006 to, quote, take into account our new views on potential hurricane severity, amongst other factors. A three-degree world. I'm laying all this on you. This is coming out of the G8, folks. This will be the talking points in the next 6 months in the news. A three-degree world. A three-degree world. Isn't that going to be something else? A three-degree world. We'll pick it up right there on the other side of this quick break. Stay with me.
You are now listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
How would you like to cook any meal using no electricity or gas and cook your meals off the grid? Well, now you can, thanks to the Survival Oven. The Survival Oven is the most amazing off-grid solar oven that can cook anything that a conventional oven can without the energy bills. By condensing sunlight, the Survival Oven can produce temps up to 350 degrees, cook delicious and nutritious meals, sterilize water, dehydrate food, and so much more, all at zero operating costs. The Survival Oven can be used year-round, even in the coldest sub-zero temperatures, and is a must for emergency preparedness and even everyday use. Visit SurvivalOven.com to get your very own Survival Oven. Order the Survival Oven now, and we'll get you started with two cooking pots and a recipe booklet absolutely free. At less than 10 pounds, you can take Survival Solar Oven with you anywhere. Call 877-642-1553 or go to SurvivalOven.com. That's SurvivalOven.com.
PureBulk.com has more than 120 nutritional products, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts, including advanced life extension nutrition. Find great products like atomic iodine, oil of oregano, spirulina algae, niacin, performance amino acids, herbal extracts, skincare, and heart health nutrition. PureBulk.com products have no fillers, no additives, no hype, and no fancy retail packaging. Just the highest quality bulk nutrition at wholesale pricing. You can also save 50 to 90% off retail nutritional prices when buying bulk wholesale powders and capsules. Shop securely online at purebulk.com or call 406-251-3270. That number again, 406-251-3270. Use the coupon code iodine and receive a 1 gram atomic iodine sample with any order. That's a 150-day RDA supply of atomic iodine absolutely free. Find out more online at purebulk.com.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
All right, and we've returned once again here, and the call-in number remains 866-841-1065 if you'd like to weigh in on the discussion here. We're talking about the G8. We're talking about insurance. We're talking about the implications and the blowbacks of this H.R. 2454, the Clean Energy and Security Act of 2009. So much is going to be coming down the pike here. It's difficult to wrap my mind around it. I hope you can do likewise right where you are at. But again here, this is from Lloyd's of London, that little bit there, to take into account our new views on potential hurricane severity amongst other factors, natural causes. We've heard about drought and other things here. This article is going to continue. Insurers, again, they were the first corporate people, the corporate folk to jump on board here were the insurers. Insurers are offering new financial products that aim to ease the severity of drought, disease, and storms by promoting such technologies that reduce heat-trapping emissions. Zurich Financial, Switzerland's largest insurer, offers liability coverage to companies testing ways to fight climate change by burying greenhouse gases underground. Zurich Financial, Switzerland's largest insurer, offers liability coverage to companies testing ways to fight climate change by burying greenhouse gases underground. said Lindeen Patton, Chief Climate Product Officer for the Zurich-based firm. We're talking money here, folks. Capturing carbon dioxide from coal-burning power plants, pumping it underground and storing it there forever may be key to curbing the greenhouse gas linked to global warming. Storing it there forever. Of course, you would have to be somewhere in the pipeline to be able to see whether there's actually any gas that is being pumped into the earth. This could be like the King's New Clothes concept. Capturing carbon dioxide again and burying it underground, storing it underground, pumping it underground forever. Interesting, Insurers must calculate the risk that gases will seep from underground caverns or react with water, potentially affecting another person's assets, Patton said. Quote, climate change is about the physical changes, but also about the way we change the structures of our economy to mitigate and adapt. Mitigate? Multi-jurisdictional, all-hazard task forces, the FEMA's mitigation plans, mitigate, key word there. You see, if you've done some research into all of these various sundries, if you've been following it for years as I have, you see the language and it just appears everywhere. And we can see this global implementation strategy. Climate change is about the physical changes, but also about the way we change the structures of our economy to mitigate and adapt. Zurich also offers coverage to protect corporate officers against claims of mismanaging the risk of climate change. Curious. Offers corporate officers protection, coverage against claims of mismanaging the risks of climate change. Interesting new series of insurance policies, wouldn't you think? I'd like to be able to write those kind of policies for a percentage on a regular basis. Tipping points for an added cost, Fireman's Fund Insurance Company, a unit of Munich-based Alliance SE, Fireman's Fund Insurance Company, sounds like something you'd find in Pennsylvania, right? Out of Munich, Germany, offers home and business owners property coverage that lets them upgrade to more energy efficient appliances and building materials after a loss. Well, we've read some of that on Wednesday. The policy option helps raise awareness among customers of the risks of climate change, said Scott Steinsmetz, Assistant Vice President of Corporate Risk Governance. In a report last week, the Geneva Associated described tipping points, such as the collapse of the Greenland ice sheet. Was at a meeting of our Barry County Ozark Property Rights Congress last night. Rather small turnout by comparison to other meetings, but nevertheless, we continue to have our meetings. Got a DVD, The Real Story, about the Greenland ice sheets. I can hardly wait to watch that DVD over the weekend. But nevertheless, it's mentioned here in this article, a report last week, the Geneva Association described tipping points such as the collapse of the Greenland ice sheet, which could lead to a rise in sea level of up to 7 meters or 23 feet over a century. That's substantially different from the article that we read the other day where they were talking about maybe as much as a foot or two in that century, perhaps as much as a meter, not 7 meters. Can't seem to get their facts straight. If the Greenland or West Antarctic ice sheet melted, if the Greenland or West Antarctic ice sheet melted, it is unlikely that they would grow back within any reasonable human timescale, according to the report. Any reasonable human timescale? This guy is drunk on social Darwinism. Even a 2-degree temperature rise is likely to lead to more intense storms, some significant droughts, and a largely unknown effect on sea level, Lloyd's Maynard said. If we miss the target, we make the crossing of a tipping point more likely, a sum of which can radically change the magnitude of risk. So we see that article from the insurance companies. Here's an article from the insurance companies. This article isn't actually a brochure that was sent to me by my insurance company. I wouldn't consider it mine. This is all extortion. I have no choice. A couple of years ago when I was looking at AIG, the insurer that I had for my two trucks, I decided I didn't like AIG anymore, and I went up on the web and I found this other company, Amica, A-M-I-C-A. And rather than keeping my policy low, they instead choose to publish these glossy brochures and send them out on a regular basis. My post office box overflows with material from my insurance company. But anyway, this is the Amica Today, published for policyholders and friends of Amica, summer of 2009. Photograph on the front here, they got one of these little cigar boats or whatever they call these things. And it says, "Safe and sound on the water." That's the headline in the article, photoshopped in there. Safe and sound on the water. What is this, safe and sound? Have you any idea where safe and sound came from? Let me give you an idea. This is where it comes from, right out of Agenda 21, the Earth Summit Agenda 21, the United Nations Program of Action from Rio de Janeiro, the final text of agreements negotiated by governments at the United Nations Conference on Environment and Development, held June the 3rd to the 14th, just 17 years ago in 1992, Rio de Janeiro, Brazil, one of the BRIC nations, the leading BRIC nation, from the preamble, chapter 1, a footnote on this one-page preamble. It reads this way: when the term government is used, it will be deemed to include the European Economic Community within its areas of competence. Throughout Agenda 21, the term, quote, environmentally sound means environmentally safe and sound. Environmentally safe and sound. In particular, when applied to the terms energy sources, energy supplies, energy systems, and technology or technologies. It gives us a little idea of where this Amica is coming from when they use the words safe and sound on the water. But look how it continues here in bullet points underneath this photograph. It continues and says, good times begin with boating rules. Damn, we'll bet you didn't know that. Good times used to begin with friends and a six-pack of Lucky Lager, but, you know, today it begins with boating rules. Whether it's motor boating, sailing, kayaking, or canoeing, most Americans love being on the water. In fact, 75% of all outdoor recreation occurs near or on U.S. coastlines, rivers, and major lakes, says a report from the American Recreation Coalition. And boating plays a major role in these good times. Continued on page 4, let's turn over and look at it. It says, good times again begin with boating rules. Despite high gas prices in 2008 and this year's economic downturn, there are 12.8 million registered boats on the water this summer. And they're all observing these rules. We'll be picking that up on the other side of this break. Stay with us. Lots more to cover in today's broadcast.
Are you one of the people who think, I have plenty of time, nothing's ever going to happen bad to me? Do you believe that when your cupboards are bare, our corporate-controlled government will jump right in to feed you and yours? Do you have at least a year's supply of food for your family? This is Kurt, the armchair survivalist, heard on this network. Survival Enterprises sells real food, canned for long-term storage. Beef, chicken, turkey, bacon, butter, cheese, eggs, freeze-dried fruits and vegetables, Mountain House freeze-dried meals, MREs, full nutritional line, the British Birkfeld water filter, and more. If you want to prepare now, go to beforeitstoolate.us. That's beforeitstoolate.us. Or call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. Or you can put your head in the sand and be just another sheeple in the corporate-controlled flock. But remember, those who don't learn from history are bound to repeat it.
In this two-disc DVD, Obama, Cloning, and the Coming Space War, Freeman takes you on a roller coaster ride of ancient technology and conspiracy, outlining the Obama administration's movement towards a military space program. Freeman will challenge your very sight as he postulates the theory that our first family may be clones of ancient pharaohs. Explore revelations of Lucifer, occult rituals hidden as political speech, and the acceleration of the weaponization of space for the coming world war. Who is this man we call the president? Will he cause a constitutional crisis? What's hidden within his name and his statements? Is Obama the Antichrist predicted by Nostradamus? Or are things much stranger than they appear? Obama, Cloning, and the Coming Space War. This video will leave you staggered as to how all these possibilities could come true in one moment of time. Be ahead of the curve. Freeman makes projections that could alter the course of history. Get Obama, Cloning, and the Coming Space War now at FreemanTV.com. That's FreemanTV.com.
Loan modifications don't work. At least not without some leverage from a forensic audit by mortgage fraud examiners. Have your payments skyrocketed under an adjustable rate mortgage? Have you been laid off or had your hours cut? Are balloon payments coming due? Congress and the White House are pinning their hopes on homeowners renegotiating their mortgages to stop the housing crisis. Trouble is, the banks are saying no 80% of the time. That's where Mortgage Fraud Examiners comes in. They perform forensic loan audits and appraisals to find legal deficits in your mortgage. They estimate that up to 85% of all mortgages have legal problems. Banks and lenders suddenly start cooperating if faced with a lawsuit for violating lending laws or appraisal fraud. You could gain some powerful ammunition to use for mortgage fraud examiners. Get more information at www.mortgagefraudexaminers.com or call 800-540-EXAM. That's 800-540-3926.
We've returned once again. You know, there are so many implications included in this H.R. 2454, the Clean Energy and Security Act of 2009. It's, you know, there's just no end to the places that you can go. But here in this little pamphlet that was sent to me by Amica, a nationwide insurance provider, there we're talking about good times begin with boating rules and being safe and sound on the water. And this article continues and talks about anyone who's spent a day on the water knows the obvious dangers. Alcohol, no life jackets, speeding and collisions. Of course, those are all citable offenses. You've got the boating Nazis out there jackbooting around, spoiling everyone's day. It certainly doesn't begin. Good times don't begin with them. It usually ends with them. But anyway, then it goes on and tells you everything scary and frightening about being in a boat. But here's a little quotation I found rather interesting. One way you can prevent accidents is to establish a potential hazard zone. A hazard zone. The Hazard Mitigation Planning Program, or FEMA, hazard zones. You can establish a hazard zone that includes the bow, the gunwales, the stern, and the swim platform, as well as the water 30 feet behind and all around the boat, notes Malatek. Quote, then make a hard and fast rule that no one goes in the hazard zone until the motor is off, the boat is stopped moving, the keys are removed, and the operator has given 10 Hail Marys, 3 Our Fathers, and has swallowed the wafer. Oh, that's not quite what he says. He says, until the keys are removed and the operator has counted to 10. No one goes into the hazard zone until all these things have been done. The hazard zone. What would we do without government? What would we do without the United States Coast Guard interfering with our activities on the water? Anyway, it doesn't end there. It continues. This brochure is just loaded and full of chuck luck, full of things. It says don't let trees grow into major problems. Remember the other day we were talking about this HR 2454, the Clean Energy Safety and Security Act of 2009, and I read just a little bit there from the section on trees and tree planting. And it says don't let trees grow into major problems here in this insurance provider's magazine newsletter. And then it goes on and it talks about homeowners' duties. It also talks about homeowners' responsibilities. You see, the trees on your property become your responsibilities. And here's a quote. As a homeowner, pruning or removing them, that is trees, is part of your maintenance responsibility. Of course, we've been talking about the implementation of these various and sundry body of codes from the International Code Council. And if you read the International Property Maintenance Code or any of the various and sundry other codes promulgated by this group, you will indeed and in fact find that these are your maintenance responsibilities. See, you don't own your property. You have a landlord, and it's your local elected officials become the landlord on your property, and then they, through the process of prescription, impose involuntary servitude on you to make sure that you maintain your property up to their standards, standards that are being set for you internationally, if you will, as to how you will relate with your property. And that's important, you know, as we move into this Agenda 21 time period where all property is held communally and collectively. But think that I'm kidding. Here's a little sidebar in our local Berry County Advertiser newspaper, published July the 1st, 2009. It says Berry Electric, that's the company here that provides electricity. Berry Electric, Berry County Electric, is giving rebates on energy-efficient appliances as follows. Those installing energy-efficient certified water heaters will receive a $50 rebate, and installation of energy-efficient dishwashers will see a $25 rebate. You get your little money. Here's your carrots. And then the city of Cassville will offer a free safety inspection after the appliances are installed. Don't let these Nazis in your house, folks. $75 is not worth opening the door to these people. But, of course, these will be the these will be those Energy Star brand appliances that HR 2454 is going to be promoting nationwide. It goes on and talks all about caring for your trees in this brochure. But here we talked about in this article, the Cool Planet goals shared by large polluters from Bloomberg, talking about the hurricanes. And here we see a little sidebar in this Amica brochure. Hurricane season 09 is here, and we're ready to help. Visit our new storm center at amica.com. Storm center. The Amica Storm Center. Again, the implementation of Agenda 21 and FEMA's Hazard Mitigation Planning Program. Don't feel like you're left out in the cold. But I would imagine that your city, your town, your county has already implemented this body of code. Here's a continuing saga locally as more and more people have been made aware by the efforts of one of our, actually the chairman pro tem of our Berry County chapter of the Ozark Property Rights Congress, been running some advertisements alerting the people in these newspapers, alerting people to the nefarious nature of this international building code. And here's a blowback article. We talk about opinions and cross currents of public opinion as they shape law and legislation. Here's a blowback article, headline, front page. Mayor tries to explain the building code. Again, this is a young woman, has no clue what she's talking about. Heidi Lau, or Lowe, she's the mayor. I feel like we started off on, Heidi Lowe is the reporter, Mayor Holly, H-O-L-L-E, is the mayor. I feel like we started off on the wrong foot, close quote, Mayor Holly said as she took a moment at Monday's city council meeting to address rumors and speculation buzzing around town regarding the newly adopted 2006 International Building Code. It's always been my desire to make sure that the city is informed about what is going on, Holly said. There are a lot of what-ifs. Well, yes, Holly, there are a lot of what-ifs. But yes, indeed, she did start off on the wrong foot. How did she start off on the wrong foot? Why, she forgot to obtain public buy-in. She forgot to have the consensus meetings where everyone could be dialogued into consensus. As a matter of fact, she just basically threw away FEMA's manual, getting started with hazard mitigation planning, ignored it, and went on off on her own and got this ordinance passed to bring these codes on the people. But fortunately, she did make that mistake, because now the people are coming out of the woodworks as they start to realize the impact of this. Here's a little quote from the gentleman that has been hired as the code enforcement officer, the new god in town, building inspector Jim Bouchard. He writes this: most of the changes, this between the 2006 codes and the 2003 codes, most of the changes are very subtle, Bouchard said. Displaying nearly identical code books to the audience. It just keeps the city current. Yes, indeed, Mr. Bouchard. Most of these changes are very subtle. It's like the very subtle change that's being advanced in Senate Bill 787, changing the jurisdiction of the federal government in regards to the waters of America from all navigable waters to all waters. A very subtle change. Dropping the word navigable as a modifier, as a limitation on federal jurisdiction, and widening the umbrella to include all waters. Yes, subtle changes. But for those who realize that words have meanings and that their meanings are important and how they're used as important, subtle changes, as they say, the devil is in the subtle details. Anyway, there's a lot more on that to discuss in the next hour. We've got a lot more material that I pulled off the internet for you today. We're going to go and visit a little bit with the White House and the White House press secretary, and we're going to find out what was coming down, coming on us and at us from L'Aquila, Italy, as the masters of the universe lay out their new 21st century Agenda 21 program of action globally, and the various and sundry blowback that we got from the BRIC countries and the 17 other countries and all of the rest of the countries that are saying, we'll implement these plans only if you pay for them. Of course, it's going to be up to us, isn't it, to pay for them. We'll be right back after the top of the hour break. Stay with us.
Aerial spray, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Hey folks, I've got a question for you. Do you force yourself out of bed each morning and drag throughout the day? Do you grab for that sugar pick-me-up only to later crash and feel even more tired? Well, I've got the solution for you. Put a zip in your day and zap your appetite. Reclaim your get-up-and-go with Zippin' Zap. Let me tell you what you'll notice in immediate benefits. It ramps up your workouts. Well, if you work out. Turns off your hunger, elevates your mood, helps you to resist fattening foods, and gives you a smooth flow of energy with no crash. The testimonials? Colin in Illinois lost 30 pounds in 8 weeks, didn't work out. Susie in Missouri, 10 pounds in 20 days. She didn't work out. Anna in California did work out and went from a size 14 to a size 4 in 90 days. If you want results like this, working out or not, order Zip and Zap now and also ask about Lametco International's first line of defense products. Tell them Michael Herzog sent you. Call 1-800-933-2565. That's 1-800-933-2565.
As America limps on its lost legs, a pillar of truth has risen. You're listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Friday, July the 10th, 2009, two-hour broadcast to Become Vocal Local. We come to you Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. In the first hour, we gave our financial reports for the day, seeing that things are just about going to hay in a handbasket for sure, and then plunged into this G8 summit that's going on over there in La Guija, Italy, as everybody buses off to Rome at night for their frivolities. We're left with the consequences, but not a lot of important things coming out of this. This is pretty much a humdrum, no hope for change type of a meeting that they're having over there. And that's good, good for us. But we'll follow it and see what kind of blowback comes from it. And before I go back into the, proceed into the White House documentation I pulled off the web today, this is another article out of this insurance provider's, I guess it's like a pamphlet. It's a two-page thing, folds in half, makes four pages, all printed out in color, you know, very expensive to produce and mail out. Nevertheless, we have to absorb that cost in our insurance, as extortionate as it is for automobiles and other things. Anyway, this is an article, and it's titled, "It's Time for Women to Rethink Life Insurance." Of course, as we read through the Agenda 21 documents here, and you can certainly get a copy of this for yourself, Agenda 21 from the United Nations Publications Group at unp.un.org, and read it, 294 pages. It's a difficult read, but if you stick with it, you might get to the end of it. But in this book, you'll find in every one of the 40 chapters the kind of phraseology that runs like this. Women, children, and indigenous people, and you will find those words like a mantra repeated throughout Agenda 21 as we continue to emasculate and marginalize men worldwide. But here in this article, it's time for women to rethink life insurance. We have a photograph that resembles Barry the Usurper's mother and grandmother on this Kenyan side, and a woman and her daughter that look very much like East Indians, but we wouldn't want to have any white folks pictured in magazines today. That's socially unacceptable. Here's the article. Starts off this way. Your neighbor is a financial analyst. Her husband, see, she's the financial analyst. Her husband is a stay-at-home dad. He probably does the laundry, makes the beds, cooks the food, takes care of the children. Your neighbor is a financial analyst. Look at this. Just listen along to the word picture that's being built here. Your sister never married and takes care of your parents. Your friend is divorced with three children. Today, women play a major role in the financial support of their families, whether they work in or out of the home. And their need for life insurance to ensure survivors are financially protected becomes even more critical. And then it just goes on. But you can see the way this reinforces the propaganda in every sector. And especially if we can understand that it was the life insurers, the insurance companies, insurers in the U.S., Germany, and Switzerland say a pledge announced yesterday at a meeting of the world's biggest polluters to limit global temperature is essential to controlling the cost of protecting property. These are they that were the first to throw their hat in the ring. with climate change and other things. They stand to make a considerable bonus profit here if we can implement all of these various and sundry directions, including the hazard mitigation planning program right where you are. Anyway, we'll pick it up on the other side with a safe and sound world review. We'll be right back.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products, including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
Now on DVD, my newest documentary film, The Secret Rite, Volume 1. I'm Josh Reeves, and for the almost 2 years, I have researched the secretive right-wing group known as the Council for National Policy. This film explores for the first time the hidden hand that controls the religious and military aims of the American right wing, with such topics as Iran-Contra, the John Birch Society, eugenics, the Vatican controllers, Christian Zionists, the Bohemian Grove, the Patriot Movement, and more. More powerful than the Council on Foreign Relations, more secretive than the Bilderberg Group, The Secret Rite Volume 1 goes where no other film has dared to go. Get your copy today at secretrightmovie.com. That's www.secretrightmovie.com. And find out what you haven't been told about the New World Order.
You invest. You buy insurance. You wear your seatbelt. You do things to ensure your family's future and protection. But why? Just in case? With the current state of affairs, ask yourself, am I ready? Preparation starts at SurvivalGearSource.com. SurvivalGearSource.com has a huge selection of vital products, emergency survival kits, gas masks, MREs, products for pet care, your car, home, office, and school. Protect against pandemics, all natural disasters, and terror attacks that can happen at any time. If you're not prepared, the last place you want to be is standing in a FEMA line. Invest in your future now. Visit SurvivalGearSource.com or call 877-231-1925. That's 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. That's SurvivalGearSource.com. 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. Prepare for tomorrow now, and for a free gift on your first order, enter coupon code ORACLE at checkout. Don't forget, preparation starts at SurvivalGearSource.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
Okay, so we're back once again. Just again to remind you, this is Friday, June the 10th, 2009. If it's not Friday, June the 10th, 2009, then you're obviously listening to an archived copy, and I hope you do make full advantage of the archives. We put all this information out, and I realize that at this time of the day, this material might be a little bit too oppressive for some people. Perhaps they would prefer that I dance on one toe while I play my harmonica or kazoo or strum along to my own creations on the guitar or something like that. But, you know, really, that's not quite my style. So, nevertheless, don't hang yourself in the hall closet. Just grit your teeth, hang on to the edge of the table, drink another cup of coffee, and listen to this interesting news. This off the White House .gov site. This is supposed to be the transparency site, you know, the transparency king. This guy is so transparent, we can all see through him by now, and it hasn't taken 4 years to do so. But this is what Barry the Usurper has to say. Here he goes, starts off like this. So we have a choice to make. We can remain one of the world's leading importers of foreign oil, or We can make the investments that would allow us to become the world's leading exporter of renewable energy. I could stop and break in there, Barry. We do have a choice to make. We can remain one of the world's leading importers of foreign oil, or we can uncap the oil wells, begin building refineries, and start piping all of our oil from Alaska, the Bakken oil shales, and all along the coasts of America and around our country, and putting that oil on the market. But instead, you continue to do absolutely nothing, and yes, indeed, we've become slaves to OPEC. Continuing, the usurper writes, we can let climate change continue to go unchecked, or we can help stop it. Actually, Barry, we're really not going to be able to do much to stop climate change. I think he stands somewhere under 6 feet tall. I don't imagine he's going to be able to shout in the face of our Creator and make climate stop changing. It happens throughout the day, every day. 24/7, 365. We can let the jobs, Barry writes, of tomorrow be created abroad, or we can create those jobs right here in America and lay the foundation for lasting prosperity. Now, if you were listening as we read from the directly from the bill, H.R. 2454, American Clean Energy and Security Act of 2009, we saw that this legislation, now pending, still pending, I think, in Congress, if I haven't heard yet whether or not anybody's removed it from the table and voted to reconsider their ignorant move that they made past Friday. But before it gets to the Senate, if it comes out, if this thing becomes law, if you think NAFTA was a giant sucking sound as the jobs left America, just wait until people try and deal with this. They'll all be moving to Zimbabwe to build their factories. And we'll be not left with nothing other than urban renewal where those factories and homes once stood. Anyway, again, he says, we can let the jobs of tomorrow be created abroad, or we can create those jobs right here in America. Yes, everyone will become light bulb changers in federal buildings. Anyway, this is what Barry the Usurper had to say on March the 19th of 2009. Here we are in July. Let's go into this a little further. This is his energy and environment. You can find it on the homepage of whitehouse.gov. Just look down in the bottom stuff there and scroll about it around a bit and then click on energy environment. You can get a copy of this for yourself. The American Recovery and Reinvestment Act included more than $60 billion in clean energy investments that will jumpstart our economy and build the clean energy jobs of tomorrow. $11 billion for a bigger, better, and smarter grid. Oh, yeah. Smart grid is coming. A bigger, better, and smarter grid that will move renewable energy from the rural places. What is this moving renewable energy stuff? Move renewable energy from the rural places it is produced. That'd be ethanol, maybe. Piping ethanol all around the United States instead of producing good, clean, sweet corn from non-genetically modified seed sources. What is this energy, renewable energy stuff from the rural places it is produced to the cities where it is mostly used, as well as for 40 million smart meters to be deployed in American homes. 40 million smart meters. $5 billion for low-income home weatherization projects. Well, honey, I guess he's going to pay your electric bills. Maybe he'll even fill up your gas tank as he promised on the campaign trail. $4.5 billion to green federal buildings. Of course, that's their only jurisdiction, you know, is their buildings, but they want to exercise jurisdiction over all properties in America and state it in H.R. 2454. Saving our taxpayers billions of dollars, so we're going to spend $4.5 billion to save billion. How many billions are we going to save? We're going to pay $4.5 billion and save $2 billion, Barry? He doesn't say. $6.3 billion for state and local renewable energy and energy-efficient efforts. $600 million in green job training programs. Oh, yes. The eco-Nazis will be trained. There will be a re-education program. 100 million to expand line worker training. What's line worker? Is that like line dancing? Line workers, what? 100 million to expand line worker training? That's right. Instead of being a Wall Street bankster gangster, you're going to get retrained and you can stand in the line. You'll learn how to stand quietly in the line with your identification hanging around your neck from a cord, like a small town coach's whistle, as everybody in America gets trained to have their ID hanging on a cord around their neck. Line worker training. And $500 million for green workforce training. Any of this sound good to you? $2 billion in competitive grants to develop the next generation of batteries to store energy. $2 billion in competitive grants to develop the next generation of batteries? Yeah, I'm going to have to get in the way of that flow of money someplace and line my pockets. Increasing for the first time in more than a decade the fuel economy standards for model year 2011 for cars and trucks so they will get better mileage. Of course, I mean, you know, if you're 20 years old out there, 18 years old, you're listening to this broadcast, you'll think this all sounds really good, but we've heard all this crap in the 70s. And a 1978 Honda Civic purchased brand new right off the lot, got 40 miles to the gallon, almost all the time, city or country. That's better than the new Ford Fusion. But we're going to throw billions at it. The president issued a memorandum to the Department of Energy to implement more aggressive efficiency standards for common household appliances. Remember our little article here? The Berry Electric going to give rebates if you install energy-efficient appliances? We can find the very same verbiage in this Amica Today article. It's in here. It talks about putting in energy-efficient appliances, a special policy, when your house gets knocked over by a hurricane. It's seamless integration, it's interdependence, and we'll be right back.
Hey folks, it's Tony Pax from the Animal Farm Radio Show, and I want to tell you about the company Totally Wicked. Totally Wicked is the leading online worldwide supplier of electronic cigarettes. An electronic cigarette, or e-cigarette, is an alternative to smoked tobacco products such as cigarettes, cigars, or pipes. It is a battery-powered device that provides inhaled doses of nicotine by delivering a vaporized liquid nicotine solution. In addition to nicotine delivery, this vapor also provides a flavor and physical sensation similar to that of inhaled tobacco smoke, even though no tobacco smoke or combustion is actually involved in its operation. Totally Wicked's products not only help a person to regulate their nicotine intake and creates a vapor resembling smoke, but it also looks like a cigarette, thereby helping the user with the psychological and physical habit of holding a regular cigarette. To find out more about the great products that Totally Wicked has to offer, please visit totallywicked-eliquid.com or email them at info@totallywicked-eliquid.com.
How would you like to cook any meal using no electricity or gas and cook your meals off the grid? Well, now you can, thanks to the Survival Oven. The Survival Oven is the most amazing off-grid solar oven that can cook anything that a conventional oven can without the energy bills. By condensing sunlight, the Survival Oven can produce temps up to 350 degrees, cook delicious and nutritious meals, sterilize water, dehydrate food, and so much more, all at zero operating costs. The Survival Oven can be used year-round, even in the coldest sub-zero temperatures, and is a must for emergency preparedness and even everyday use. Visit SurvivalOven.com to get your very own Survival Oven. Order the Survival Oven now, and we'll get you started with two cooking pots and a recipe booklet absolutely free. At less than 10 pounds, you can take Survival Solar Oven with you anywhere. Call 877-642-1553 or go to SurvivalOven.com. That's SurvivalOven.com.
PureBulk.com has more than 120 nutritional products, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts, including advanced life extension nutrition. Find great products like atomic iodine, oil of oregano, spirulina algae, niacin, performance amino acids, herbal extracts, skincare, and heart health nutrition. PureBulk.com products have no fillers, no additives, no hype, and no fancy retail packaging. Just the highest quality bulk nutrition at wholesale pricing. You can also save 50 to 90% off retail nutritional prices when buying bulk wholesale powders and capsules. Shop securely online at PureBulk.com or call 406-251-3270. That number again, 406-251-3270. Use the coupon code iodine and receive a 1 gram atomic iodine sample with any order. That's a 150-day RDA supply of atomic iodine absolutely free. Find out more online at PureBulk.com.
And we have returned once again, and I know you're probably saying, oh, well, you're going over the top here with this. You think there's an eco-Nazi hiding behind every rock, that there's a tree hugger and a flower sniffer and a bug hugger in every neighborhood. Well, my friends, let's understand how this all comes together again. Back to this Amica thing briefly, this little brochure centerpiece here, caring for your trees. Tree huggers, right? Caring for your trees. Richard Hauer, a tree expert, got to have those experts. He's at the University of Wisconsin. He probably works in the University Extension Program. And other tree care experts provide the following tips for inspecting and caring for trees before and after a storm. What's all this about before and after a storm? Big headline here. Before a storm. A big headline here. After a storm. Think ahead. What's all this about? Well, you go right back to Agenda 21, Chapter 7.59. Listen to this. It's rather interesting. Three distinct areas of activity are foreseen under this program area, namely the development of a culture of safety. Safety, culture of safety. The development of a culture of safety. Safe and sound on the water, you know. Don't let major trees grow into problems. The precautionary principle. Safety, a culture of safety. Pre-disaster planning. Oh, that would be perhaps before a storm? And post-disaster reconstruction, that would be perhaps after a storm. And then think ahead, that's planning, central planning. Just a bunch of nonsense? I don't think so. Over the top? Hardly. How about on point and on topic? That's closer. Let's continue. Back to Barry the Usurper here, right off of WhiteHouse.gov, his energy and environment policies. On Earth Day 2009, Barry the Usurper unveiled a program to develop the renewable energy projects on the waters of our outer continental shelf that produce electricity from wind, wave, and ocean currents. We might go up on the internet and look at all these various and sundry projects deployed around the world and look at the minuscule contribution to global energy needs that these have in the past historically provided. Maybe you would understand why that other than experimental and reflective, they offer no subjective, no substantive, no verifiable benefit to solving these major energy needs. Things that coal and oil can address, but certainly things that the nuclear system could use. We could do nuclear energy plants, perhaps. But anyway, we'll go ahead and give him his wind, wave, and ocean current electrical generation programs. Take that one to the bank and see if you can get a loan on it. Guiding principles to take this country in a new direction. The usurper is working with Congress to pass comprehensive legislation to protect our nation from serious economic and strategic risks associated with our reliance on foreign oil and the destabilizing effects of a changing climate. Yes, they are. 900 pages plus 300 more added at 3 o'clock in the morning. We'll bring you up to H.R. 2454. Please do contact your senators and tell them not just no, but heck no. Investing in the clean energy jobs of the future. Barry the Usurper does not accept a future. I don't care what he accepts. I don't accept him, usurper. Go back to Kenya or Indonesia or someplace else, Hawaii, or just return quietly to Chicago. President Obama does not accept a future in which the jobs and industries of tomorrow take root and beyond our borders. It's time for the United States to lead again. It's time for the United States to lead again. Under the usurper, we will lead again by developing an American clean energy industry. Isn't that fortuitous, Eric? March the 19th of 2009. And Henry Waxman and Markey have this Clean Energy and Security Act of 2009 bill ready to go. A 21st century economy that flourishes within our borders, creating new jobs in the clean energy economy, drive the development of new green jobs that pay well and cannot be outsourced. How are they going to pay well, Barry? First of all, you're going to have to rob from Peter to pay Paul to implement the socialist agenda, which drives up the inflation because we're continually creating new dollars out of thin air and throwing them into our economy. And that they cannot be outsourced? That's true. That's true. You cannot outsource having the eco-Nazis jackbooting through the neighborhoods, writing tickets for everybody for violating all of these specious principles and failing to retrofit their buildings and their homes. Of course, you could always outsource the process to foreign contractors. Maybe there's a company waiting in Israel or Rome, ready to step in and fill the gap, the leadership role. Investing in the next generation of energy technologies, invest $150 billion over 10 years. That's $15 billion a year. That's kind of like pocket change in today's economy. In energy research and development to transition to a clean energy economy. Why don't we just take a little visit down to the patent office and see what Nikola Tesla came up with 100 years ago and try and be as intelligent as him and implement a couple of these clever ideas. Securing our energy future. Our reliance on oil poses a threat to our economic security. Safety cult. Over the last few decades, we have watched our economy rise and fall along with the price of a barrel of oil. I thought we solved all of that by waging this war of aggression against Iraq. We must commit ourselves to an economic future in which the strength of our economy is not tied to the unpredictability of oil markets. Well, sir, utilize the oil that we have that will take us for thousands of years into the future. We must make the investments in clean energy sources that will curb our dependence on fossil fuels. Come on, Barry. Do your homework. Fossil fuels. The oil and the coal of the world created by leaves that fell at some times before the flood. Is that the idea that you're trying to promote here? Fossil fuels? Breaking dependence on oil. Promote the next generation of cars and trucks and the fuels they run on. Of course, you're going to have to get rid of your 57 Chevrolet and your 61 Apache carryall, because we won't have any fuel for them to run on. They won't be allowed to be on the road. They'll have to be like wood stoves, destroyed to the greatest extent feasible. Producing more energy at home, enhance the U.S. energy supplies through responsible development of domestic renewable energy. Fossil fuels, huh? What? Hey, hold on a minute. On the one hand, he wants to get rid of the dependence on fossil fuels, and on the next hand, he wants to produce more energy at home by using fossil fuels. Advancing our biofuels and the nuclear energy. Well, it's about time to get onto the nuclear energy. Let's just discuss that and forget about biofuels. Want a good biofuel? Bring back hemp to the U.S. of A. Producing more energy at home? Wow. Promoting energy efficiency. Promote investments in the transportation, electricity, industrial, building, and agricultural sectors that reduce energy bills. Oh, and it just goes on. Closing the carbon loophole and cracking down on polluters. See, all of this was laid out in advance. This is an agenda. It's called Agenda 21. We must take immediate action to reduce the carbon pollution that threatens our climate and sustains our dependence on fossil fuels. So immediate that they passed the bill without anybody reading it. That's how immediate it was. We'll see how quickly the Senate responds. We've had limits placed on pollutants like sulfur dioxide, nitrogen dioxide, and other harmful emissions for some time. Yes, we have. After decades of inaction, we will finally close the carbon pollution loophole by limiting the amount of carbon polluters are allowed to pump into the atmosphere. Heard it here first, folks. We'll be back.
You are now listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Are you one of the people who think, I have plenty of time, nothing's ever going to happen bad to me? Do you believe that when your cupboards are bare, our corporate-controlled government will jump right in to feed you and yours? Do you have at least a year's supply of food for your family? This is Kurt, the armchair survivalist, heard on this network. Survival Enterprises sells real food, canned for long-term storage. Beef, chicken, turkey, bacon, butter, cheese, eggs, freeze-dried fruits and vegetables, Mountain House freeze-dried meals, MREs, a full nutritional line, the British Birkfeld water filter, and more. If you want to prepare now, go to beforeitstoolate.us. That's beforeitstoolate.us. Or call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. Or you can put your head in the sand and be just another sheeple in the corporate-controlled flock. But remember, those who don't learn from history are bound to repeat it.
In this two-disc DVD, Obama, Cloning, and the Coming Space War, Freeman takes you on a roller coaster ride of ancient technology and conspiracy, outlining the Obama administration's movement towards a military space program. Freeman will challenge your very sight as he postulates the theory that our first family may be clones of ancient pharaohs. Explore revelations of Lucifer, occult rituals hidden as political speech, and the acceleration of the weaponization of space for the coming world war. Who is this man we call the president? Will he cause a constitutional crisis? What's hidden within his name and his statements? Is Obama the Antichrist predicted by Nostradamus? Or are things much stranger than they appear? Obama, Cloning, and the Coming Space War. This video will leave you staggered as to how all these possibilities could come true in one moment of time. Be ahead of the curve. Freeman makes projections that could alter the course of history. Get Obama, Cloning, and the Coming Space War now at FreemanTV.com. That's FreemanTV.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
Okay, we're back once again, and we're closing out this little energy and environment objective or plan or overview that is posted on the WhiteHouse.gov website, Barry the Usurper's website there, all this transparency. And it ends up like this: protecting the American consumers. Revenues generated by closing the carbon loophole will be turned to the people, especially vulnerable families, communities, and businesses. Now, you know, if you've been listening to these broadcasts over the last week or so since this bill was passed out of Congress, H.R. 2454 and before, we know who the people are that are going to profit from all of this. I could start off with Al Gore, Barry the Usurper himself, Maurice Strong, the insurance providers, the corporations like Siemens, GE, and others involved in the creation of all of these clean products, these green things. but he has the audacity, he says here, without specifying it, that the revenues generated will be returned to the people. That's not the we the people. This is we the people of the world's community as we redistribute our wealth around the globe. But he says, especially vulnerable families. These are handouts, freebies, more of this social democracy going on. And communities, yes. The communities stand to gain a lot. We went through and read some of the many millions and millions that will be given to the first generation of implementers in the forms of grants and aid from the international community to buy in, the public buy-in, to bring this draconian stuff down on the people. And he says, and businesses, yes, absolutely. These are the people that are going to reap the rewards here, not you or I, unless you happen to be especially vulnerable as a family. And then it says, promoting U.S. competitiveness, ensure a level playing field for domestic manufacturing, and secure significant actions to combat climate change by our trading partners. What does he mean by ensuring a level playing field? Is he talking about tariffs? Is he talking about import restriction? I don't think so. I think he's just talking out of his other orifice. Let's continue. For immediate release, the White House offices of the press secretary, July the 9th, yesterday, 2009, the declaration of the leaders, the major economies forum on energy and climate, this out of L'Aquila in Italy. We, the leaders of Australia, Brazil, Canada, China, the European Union, France, Germany, India, Indonesia, Italy, Japan, the Republic of Korea, Mexico, Russia, South Africa, the United Kingdom, and the United States met as the major economies forum on energy and climate in L'Aquila, Italy on July the 9th, 2009, and declare as follows. You see the problem with global governance, my friends? And they declare as follows. Climate change is one of the greatest challenges of our time. As leaders of the world's major economies, both developed and developing, you see, we have the developed countries, and then we have the developing countries, and we steal from the developed and we give to the developing. We impose rules, regulations, restrictions, and climate cap and trade requirements on the developing countries. And all of their corporations flee to the developing countries, developed versus developing. See how that works? Transference, moving the offshoring, as they call it. We intend to respond vigorously to this challenge, being convinced that climate change poses a clear danger requiring an extraordinary global response. That the response should respect the priority of economic and social development, economic and social development, economic and social development. Visit your state statutes and see what has been developed in law for your state regarding economic and social development of developing countries. What? That the response should respect the priority of economic and social development of developing countries? This is all being aimed at another country besides us, and these people signed into this? Why? Another foreign entanglement. Entangling alliances, foreign partners. Continuing, that the need for and the deployment of transformational clean energy technologies at the lowest possible cost are urgent. That the response must involve balanced attention to mitigation and adaptation. We're not going to have time today, but we could certainly go into the hazard mitigation, the all-hazard mitigation programming advanced by FEMA and in the Agenda 21 so that we can understand what we're talking about. When we talk about mitigation, what it is, how it is employed and deployed. Continuing here from this declaration, we reaffirm the objective provisions and principles of the United Nations Framework Convention on Climate Change. Haven't I been reading to you from Chapter 9 Agenda 21, Climate Change, the United Nations Convention on Climate Change. I know some people don't think that Agenda 21 means anything. That the UN is just some toothless little hag that sits over on the East River. Oh, just a talking shop. Chapter 9, Protection of the Atmosphere. But it's more than that. Recalling the major economies declaration adopted in, this should be Tokyo, someone can't spell, Tokyo, Japan, in July of 2008, that would be the Kyoto Protocol, they just don't use the words, and taking full account of decisions taken in Bali, Indonesia, in December of 2007, we resolved to spare no effort to reach agreement in Copenhagen, that would be Copenhagen, with each other and with other parties to further implementation of the convention. Our vision for future cooperation on climate change, consistent with equity and our common but differentiated responsibilities and respective capabilities, includes the following. Notice the inclusion here of the word equity. We have environment, we have economy, and we have equity. The three E's of sustainable development here in the first three paragraphs of this declaration. So they haven't said the full implementation globally of Agenda 21, sustainable development, but they're definitely pointing the informed reader in that direction. Here's number one, point number one, consistent with the convention's objective and science. Excuse me, Mr. Science. Would you please explain climate change? Oh, silly boy. I can't explain climate change. It doesn't exist. Oh. Our countries will undertake transparent, nationally appropriate mitigation actions. Really do need to do a talk on hazard mitigation planning. Subject to applicable measurement, reporting, and verification, and prepare low carbon growth plans. Developed countries among us will take the lead by promptly undertaking robust aggregate and individual reductions in the midterm consistent with our respective ambitious long-term objectives and will work together before Copenhagen to achieve a strong result in this regard. Developing countries among us will promptly undertake action whose projected effects on emissions representing a meaningful deviation from business as usual in the midterm in the context of sustainable development. Well, here we are. We can't even get through the first page before we invoke sustainable development. Supported by financing, technology, and capacity building. Now, my friends, if you would go back and read Agenda 21, you would see that these are just chapter heads right out of this book, and they're being implemented today, in this declaration of the leaders, the major economies forum on energy and climate, and the Fed. I think we need to consider maybe United Nations Agenda 21 as well, don't you? Let's go on and see if we can pick up another little bit of this. How about dropping the rest of that claptrap and go to two. Adaptation to the adverse effects of climate change is essential. Adaptation. There we go. Let's invoke Charles Darwin once more. The adaptation to the adverse effects of climate change. Let's all start growing gills and wings. Such effects are already taking place. Further, while increased mitigation efforts will reduce climate impacts, even the most aggressive mitigation efforts will not eliminate the need for substantial adaptation, particularly in developing countries. That's just, we're talking about evolution here. And hazard mitigation planning. Such a bunch of specious nonsense, and yet this passes for global governance. We'll be right back.
Loan modifications don't work, at least not without some leverage from a forensic audit by mortgage fraud examiners. Have your payments skyrocketed under an adjustable rate mortgage? Have you been laid off or had your hours cut? Are balloon payments coming due? Congress and the White House are pinning their hopes on homeowners renegotiating their mortgages to stop the housing crisis. Trouble is, the banks are saying no 80% of the time. That's where Mortgage Fraud Examiners comes in. They perform forensic loan audits and appraisals to find legal deficits in your mortgage. They estimate that up to 85% of all mortgages have legal problems. Banks and lenders suddenly start cooperating if faced with a lawsuit for violating lending laws or appraisal fraud. You could gain some powerful ammunition to use for Mortgage Fraud Examiners. Get more information at www.mortgagefraudexaminers.com or call 800-540-EXAM. That's 800-540-3926.
Aerial spray, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Hey folks, I've got a question for you. Do you force yourself out of bed each morning and drag throughout the day? Do you grab for that sugar pick-me-up only to later crash and feel even more tired? Well, I've got the solution for you. Put a zip in your day and zap your appetite. Reclaim your get-up-and-go with Zip and Zap. Let me tell you what you'll notice in immediate benefits. It ramps up your workouts. Well, if you work out. Turns off your hunger, elevates your mood, helps you to resist fattening foods, and gives you a smooth flow of energy with no crash. The testimonials? Colin in Illinois lost 30 pounds in 8 weeks, didn't work out. Susie in Missouri, 10 pounds in 20 days, she didn't work out. Anna in California did work out and went from a size 14 to a size 4 in 90 days. If you want results like this, working out or not, order Zip and Zap now and also ask about Lametco International's first line of defense products. Tell them Michael Herzog sent you. Call 1-800-933-2565. That's 1-800-933-2565.
And we have returned in the closing segment of this wild and wacky broadcast as we consider globally the things that are coming on us and at us here off of this declaration of the leaders, the Major Economies Forum on Energy and Climate, hot off the press, July the 9th, right out of L'Aquila, Italy. Under Section 2 here, Adaptation to the Adverse Effects of Climate Change, it continues and reads, not only are they most affected, we're talking about, this is, I should say it this way, there is a particular and immediate need to assist the poorest and most vulnerable to adapt to such effects. Not only are they the most affected, but they have contributed the least to the buildup of greenhouse gases in the atmosphere. Further support will be needed to mobilized, should be based on need, and will include resources additional to existing financial assistance. We will work together to develop, disseminate, and transfer. This is all known as capacity building in Agenda 21, by the way. We will work together to develop, disseminate, and transfer as appropriate technologies that advance adaptation efforts. Of course, we're going to spend $50 or $500 billion underwriting college laboratories and public and private sector development of batteries. And then, like William Jefferson Clinton, we'll just take it out in a laptop or a briefcase and disseminate and transfer that new technology to anyone that's in need of it. Section 3 here, we're establishing a global partnership to drive transformational low-carbon, climate-friendly technologies. A global partnership. will dramatically increase and coordinate public sector investments in research, development, and demonstration of these technologies with a view to doubling such partnerships, with a view to doubling such investments by 2015. While recognizing the importance of private investment, public-private partnerships and international cooperation, including regional innovation centers. And that's all covered in H.R. 2454, by the way. If you haven't read it yet, it's difficult to do. You can find it at www.thomas.gov, and with a weekend ahead of you, maybe you could download some choice sections and print them off and share them with people that you know. If you have a blog, you might blog about it. If you have a podcast, pod about it. If you have a Twitter, Twitter, and tweet, and all of those social networking things, things that you can do individually right where you are. Spread the word. Let people know. This is important. Dropping down a little further here, it says lead countries will report by November the 15th of 2009 on action plans and roadmaps. Let's see now if I can work this out mathematically. July, August, September, October, November. 5 times 350 days. They have 150 days to build these action plans and roadmaps. Such as they begin badly, Aristotle once wrote, they cannot help but to end badly. Haste does make waste, but of course, these action plans and roadmaps have been in existence for a long time. Remember the man's role on changing the face of the earth symposium at Princeton back in the 1950s? I've been sharing little excerpts of that with you. Been around a long time. They just dust this stuff out from time to time and parade it around like the king's new clothing. Continuing, financial resources, this is point four, for mitigation and adaptation will need to be scaled up urgently and substantially and should involve mobilizing resources, your money and mine, to support developing countries. Wait a minute, Jose. We got the United States economy and financial meltdown, and this boner's out there talking about mobilizing our resources to support developing countries. Haven't we learned anything in the last 100 years? This is what got us into this mess. Financing to address climate change will derive from multiple sources, you bet, your pocket and mine, including both public and private funds and carbon markets, yeah. Yeah, one of these mornings I'm going to be reporting the Dow Jones Industrial Average, the NASDAQ, the S&P, and Barry the Usurper's climate market. Count on it. It's coming if this legislation passes. Additional investment in developing countries should be mobilized, I would say so, including by creating incentives for and removing barriers to funding flows. To funding flows. Greater predictability of international support should be promoted. Financing of supported actions should be measurable, reportable, and verifiable. Oh, God, here we go into that transparency crap again. The expertise of existing institutions should be drawn upon, and such institutions should work in an inclusive way. It's all inclusive. Everybody come under the tent. Bring your camels. And should be made more responsive to developing country needs. Climate financing should complement efforts to promote development in accordance with national priorities. And, oh, I can't read the rest of it. Insanity, my friends. I don't even want to start in on the press report that I have here. It's amazing. The press conference. 6 or 7 pages printed out here, but I don't even want to go into it. The questions don't mean anything. The responses are completely pale. The whole thing is flaccid. And it just lets you know we're being hoodwinked. Here's another one. For immediate release, meeting the international clean energy and climate change challenges. International Clean Energy, H.R. 2454, Clean Energy and Security Act of 2009. Do you think there's perhaps a connection?
of having that legislation passed on the eve of this summit, why it was so essential that it was passed, 219 to 212, why it was so essential to have it in place before Barry the usurper goes over there. It may not pass through the Senate, but he would have looked like a clown if he didn't have something like that as a little badge to wear. Well, we have passed it out of the Congress. Well, they haven't passed it out of the Congress. It's been laid on the table. But anyway, nobody understands Robert's Rules of Order, and it's too difficult to go into right now, so we'll just go over that. But meeting the international clean energy and climate change challenges, here's Barry's words, July the 9th, 2009, L'Aquila, Italy. Every nation on this planet is at risk. And just as no one nation is responsible for climate change, no one nation can address it alone. That is why, back in April, I convened this forum of the world's major economies responsible for more than three-quarters of the world's carbon pollution, and why it is that we have gathered again here today. And from the preamble of Agenda 21, it reads a bit like this. Humanity stands at a defining moment in history. We are confronted with a perpetuation of disparities between and within nations, a worsening of poverty, hunger, ill health, and illiteracy, especially in America, and the continuing deterioration of ecosystems on which we depend for our well-being. However, integration of environment and development concerns and greater attention to them will lead to the fulfillment of basic needs, improved living standards for all, better protected and managed ecosystems, and a safer, more prosperous future. No nation can achieve this on its own, but together we can, in a global partnership for sustainable development. That was written 17 years ago. This other piece was stated yesterday. Funny how similar the words ring. 17 years towards the full implementation of Agenda 21 globally. As global governance, the GIS, GPS, global governance system, like a purse seine net pulled behind a trawler, is drawn up slowly but surely. And all the little fishies are being drawn onto the board. From his first days in office, continuing from this press release, Barry the usurper has made it a top priority of the United States to accelerate our transformation to a clean energy economy and combat climate change. This is exactly what I was saying during the presidential preference primary, folks. I could see this coming a mile away. Talk about transparency in government. Obama is so transparent, you can see right through him. Folks, have a great weekend. We'll see you back here again on Monday. Till then, good day.
Taking it back, one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products, including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
Now on DVD, my newest documentary film, The Secret Rite, Volume 1. I'm Josh Reeves, and for the almost 2 years, I have researched the secretive right-wing group known as the Council for National Policy. This film film explores for the first time the hidden hand that controls the religious and military aims of the American right wing, with such topics as Iran-Contra, the John Birch Society, eugenics, the Vatican controllers, Christian Zionists, the Bohemian Grove, the Patriot Movement, and more. More powerful than the Council on Foreign Relations, more secretive than the Bilderberg Group, The Secret Right Volume 1 goes where no other film has dared to go. Get your copy today at secretrightmovie.com. That's www.secretrightmovie.com. And find out what you haven't been told about the New World Order.
You are now listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.